I sometimes imagine an encounter between them all, with me as the nervous hostess trying to stop them coming to blows. Dostoevsky, Henry James, Virginia Woolf, and Hilary Mantel. I first read The Idiot when I was 14, and it was one of the novels that made me want to write. Whenever I feel I'm losing my way as a novelist, I return to it, and always find its intensity recharges me. Mishkin, Nastasia Filipovna, and Aglaya, as well as many of the minor characters, feel more real to me than many people I've met. I've grown up with that novel, and now, I suppose, I'll grow old with it, without really understanding how he does it. I've read all of Dostoevsky's work that's been translated into English, and admire him hugely, but that novel, in particular, is close to my heart. There's an apocryphal story about a meeting between Dickens and Dostoevsky. Dickens confides that he always hears two voices inside his head, to which Dostoevsky replies, "Only two." His understanding of human complexity and perversity before the language of psychiatry was invented is amazing. Some people find Henry James a cold writer, but I think he writes about emotional atmosphere with wonderful subtlety. Portrait of a Lady and What Maisie Knew are my favourite novels by him, and The Turn of the Screw is still the best ghost story I've ever read. James envied Balzac and Zola their freedom to write about sex and felt restricted by English and American prudery. As he writes in The Awkward Age, most English talk is a quadrille in a sentry box. I often consult a battered copy of his notebooks, which describe in detail the process by which an anecdote becomes a novel, and almost every day I remember one piece of advice. Dramatise it! Dramatise it! Virginia Woolf's fiction explores the inner lives of intelligent women with courage and originality. She searched for and found a way of telling a story that was different from the elaborately plotted three-volume realist novels of the 19th century. All women who are trying to write fiction now owe her a debt. Many of her essays about writing, particularly Shakespeare's Sister in A Room of One's Own and Jane Eyre and Wuthering Heights in Women and Writing, are still relevant and useful. Hilary Mantel has written brilliantly and fearlessly, attempting new things all the time and admirably ignoring the pressure all novelists feel to repeat a successful formula. She has carried on despite frequent bad health and is single-minded in her focus on her work. From her first novel, Every Day is Mother's Day, a distinctive voice emerges, idiosyncratic, witty and detached. Over many years, she has honed that voice into a unique and memorable style. All these writers have inspired me. I think of them on the many days when life intervenes and takes me away from my work, and I return to their novels again and again.